Another devotee who just online from his account.
Hare Krishna. How's Kanchana Lochan? Do you have a report?
His position is practically the same. He suffers from great pains and he's trying to somehow overcome it, but not much changes.
There's some echoing in the line.
Somebody now is okay.
Okay. So they still haven't operated on him.
The doctor said that there was no need to do the operation, so now they're just watching how, you know, he's coming back to his form.
Does that mean that he lost the use of one eye?
In place, so it is not. I mean, now it's difficult to say what will happen with the eye, because now it's very swollen, and when this swollen will, you know, fade away, doctors, oculists, they will see, you know, what can they do with it. So it's not still clear. Will he regain his sight or not?
Okay. Did you pass on my messages to him? Ask Jai Radhe if she passed on my messages to him.
She related all your messages to him, and what you sent last time, there was some story, I don't know what was the story. She said that he, Kanchalochana Prabhu, just discussed the same story just 2 days before, and he got it from you.
Has he been in touch or with Niranjan Maharaj? He's Niranjan Maharaj.
As soon as that accident happened, they related this news via Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj to Niranjan Maharaj, but as far as we know, Niranjan Maharaj is not feeling well now, so they are not sure if he is in touch with Kanchalochana Prabhu or not. But he knows, I mean, definitely he knows, because this information was related to him via Goswami Maharaj.
Okay.
Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj.
Yeah, it was very, very shocking. And it shows how dangerous a place material world is. Anytime anything could happen, that's why we need to be prepared. We live a relatively sheltered life. But there are so many people in the world who are suffering. Right now, just in Somalia, 750,000 people are on the verge of starvation, starving to death right now. And 10 million people are hungry, are affected. And that's just one place. You can't hear so well?
Well, I hear you relatively okay, but I'm sitting in Mayapur.
Oh, you're in Mayapur.
Yes. And the fan is rotating above my head. Otherwise...
This is Brajendra Kumar talking?
Yes, that's me.
The picture of you sure doesn't look like you. Looks like some kind of Moscow businessman. Yeah, but they must be late at night over there. Then for you it's...
Well, it's 9 in the evening. 10 minutes to 9 only.
Did Niranjan Maharaj told you I was planning to come... try out staying there this year, next door, Jai Govinda? Yeah, now I know. Now you're Rajendra Kumar, you're not Braja Kumar. That's why I couldn't recognize your picture.
That was the only...
Rajendra Kumar, I don't remember who translated the class yesterday. But your face looked familiar. Okay, now that I can see Aparmayatma's pictures over there.
I'm here.
He looks like a real sadhu. He looks like a real sadhu. You make a good pair side by side here. Jai Radhe, I was just telling Krishnananda Prabhu about... the book. Navavraja Mahima. Navavraja Mahima.
Navavraja Mahima. Название книги.
And because the book is, we're translating. We're now somewhere on the second volume. Sorry, not translating. We're reading. Yeah, we're on the second volume now in terms of reading. But because there's a lot of things that tie together in the book, so ultimately when Nalinikanta, who's the production manager, puts it together, then we'll start sending it volume by volume to Krishnananda. And all the volumes are about 700-800 pages. 700 to 800. And oh no, each volume is 700 to 800 pages, and there's and then there's 8 volumes. So as each volume is really sort of completely processed and finished, with diacritics are done and bibliography is done and indexing is done, then we send to Krishnananda. Is that okay? Or should we send it to her? Okay, well usually it's better if it goes to the production manager, and there's one person who keeps control, so that immediately you make a copy of things and so on.
To both of them.
Okay, well Nalinikanta will be doing that, because once we finish reading, it's out of my hands.
Is it okay with you if they will produce each volume separately and distribute it separately? Also, because she said that initially your desire was to produce them all as a set and sell as a set 8 books once. She said it can be a little expensive for many devotees to buy the whole set. So is it okay with you to just publish them one by one and distribute also separately?
Well, I guess we have time to talk about it, and it's probably easier to sell that way if you have good distribution. We're not going to do it like that, because that means we have to sell the same book 8 times. And so we're just selling it both in Hungarian and English as a set. And I guess we should also talk just a little about the sometime, not necessarily now, just about pricing, so that somehow in the pricing some little amount is there for the original production costs. Anyway, but we still have time. Do we have some topics to discuss? Mataji, who is a disciple of Harikesh, and I gave her first initiation, and her husband was actually a bodyguard, if you remember, even. Right now her name escapes me. You remember who she is? They lived in Moscow, or Moscow area.
Years ago?
I told you, I can't remember things like that. That's right, Shiji.
Shiji, how is she doing now?
Yeah, because I haven't heard from her in years.
She doesn't have any good news for you regarding her, because first of all, she divorced her husband, and then her spiritual and emotional condition is not very good, so she's kind of suffering emotionally,
uh-huh,
and spiritually as well.
Is anyone in touch with her, or Jai Radhe is in touch with her?
That place, Shriji is now staying. Jairaki has a friend in that place, and Shriji used to visit Namahata of that Jairaki's friend.
Uh-huh.
As time went by, somehow she distanced herself from the devotees, and now she's more or less on her own, doesn't associate so much with devotees, and we can say that even avoids devotees.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right, I guess that's enough. Okay, if I manage to come, then maybe I can speak with her and other devotees. So what will we talk about? Aprameya had some question.
Lord Krishna is Rasaraj, so he is, you can say, the owner of all rasas. Material world is also full of different tastes, rasas, so can we say that Lord Krishna is also enjoying the taste of this material world?
I'm here. Well, just as Krishna is everywhere and in everything, but the rasas in the material world, they are just a reflection of the original rasas. And so the rasas in this world are also a reflection, or Krishna's presence is just sort of reflected in this material world. Krishna's in everything, like he says, mayata tamidam sarvam. So he's in everything within the creation, but he's not directly there. He's there through his potencies. So in the material world, he's present through his mahamaya. So same thing, rasas in the material world, they're actually entangling people, whereas the rasa of the spiritual world, it liberates. That's why Lord Kapiladev says that all of these different relationships in the material world are actually a cause of bondage. Prasangam achara prasam. But the only relationship that's liberating is the association of Vaishnavas. So that's why, even as devotees, when we have relationships amongst each other, either as husband and wife, or parents and children, or friends, unless these relationships are primarily driven by the vision that these are actually devotees, then they'll become a cause of bondage. So we always need to keep in perspective that the only rasa that's liberating in this material world is sadhusanga. But yes, directly or indirectly, Krishna is everywhere and in everything. Nothing exists that's separate from Krishna. Anything on that? Further on that? Someone else? Okay, I see there's Ananta Das and Das Avatar, Kanjan Lokan, Mutkara, Ramya, Shapagat, Vishwanath, Yashastani. Yeah, I'm just looking at the names. And someone I can't read. Okay.
Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter 24, verse number 13, Krishna is saying that he takes care of the reputation of his devotee.
Yes.
How do we understand one how's the personal reputation of the devotee be corrupted or ruined totally, or when the reputation of the whole society of devotees being undermined by some social issues, like, you know, in America there were some court cases like Kirtanananda and some other names he mentioned. So if Krishna takes care of the reputation of his devotees, so how come this kind of situation happens when this society's reputation, a personal reputation, like he gave example of Jayatirtha, you know, how should we understand that Krishna takes care of the reputation of his devotee?
Well, in the same way that Krishna says, I protect my devotees, or protect the possession of my devotees. So Krishna says, yoga. So Krishna says he protects his devotees, but why then do we see that devotees get attacked? Why does accident happen to Kanjanalochana? Why do devotees appear to die prematurely? So if Krishna really, why is it that we see that some devotees go hungry, like Sudama Vipra, who didn't have anything to eat? So if devotees are not at fault, then it is Krishna's arrangement. He's allowing those things to take place in order to purify us. in order to give us an opportunity to preach, and also in order to detach us from this material world. Then there's the other aspect, which is when devotees are themselves at fault. So if, for instance, a devotee does not take care of his health, then he may get sick. That's his fault. If the devotee drives too fast in a car and is inattentive and has an accident, that's his fault, not Krishna's. So if a devotee also brings ill repute on himself and on the Krishna consciousness movement, then Krishna doesn't interfere with our free will. Anyway, the main principle is that devotees are always under Krishna's care, and everything in relationship to them are directed by him, provided that they're fully surrendered. And if they're not surrendered, and if we're acting independent of Krishna, then we come under the influence of the material energy, under the influence of our past karma. That's why it's said that when one worships a deity of Lord Varaha, then Lord Varaha actually protects a devotee's reputation. But we see even Krishna, over the Shamantaka affair, everybody spread all kinds of rumors about him. Even now, 5,000 years later, people are spreading all kinds of rumors why Krishna is dancing with the gopis, how immoral he is. Academics say Lord Chaitanya was epileptic, and devotees used to criticize Jiva Goswami for being a gyani. So you can't get away from it. That's the material world. And it's bound to happen for one reason or another to devotees as well. So Krishna says, Labha, Labha, Jaya, Jayo, Tamsta, Tikshasra. So even in fame and infamy, you have to be tolerant. Anything else?
The questions, I don't have any more questions.
Okay. How old is Aparamayatma? Sounds good. Is he planning to take sannyas?
I'm your soldier, Guru Maharaj, as you command me.
That you should talk to Goswami Maharaj about. Okay, well, ask Goswami Maharaj what he thinks. Somebody else?
Your disciple Krishna Priya is asking you to pray somehow for the success of one court case that now is taking place in Siberian city of Tomsk. Maybe you heard about it.
I heard Gopal Krishna Maharaj told me.
Yes, they're trying to, convince everybody that Bhagavad Gita is a kind of extremist book, and the lawyers say that there is a good chance that we'll lose the court case.
That the devotees will lose the court case?
Yeah, there's a big chance. As lawyers say like this, I don't know the details, but that's what she said.
The only thing is that Bhagavad Gita, which is the main book of the Hindus, and it was spoken 5,000 years ago, but the Hindus have never had a religious war in 5,000 years. The Christians have many. I said the Christians have many. There's never been a religious war over Hinduism. So that's how they should judge Bhagavad Gita. Never anything happened in India like Inquisition in Europe. So they should think carefully about who the terrorists are. But yes, that's another opportunity for us to then preach. Actually, when I hear Jai Radhe talk, she also sounds like the daughter of a soldier.
Soldier?
Yeah, she sounds like a general's daughter. In Krishna consciousness, both the men and the women, they're soldiers. Both the men and the women, they are soldiers. But she shouldn't take sannyas. Anyway, for ladies, they're not meant to take sannyas. But they can do the same work of a sannyasi by doing the essence of sannyas, which is to serve Krishna. Sannyas means sat-nyas. It means when you give everything up for sat, or the absolute truth, then that's a sannyasi. And that's just as relevant for sannyasis or grihastas or men or women. That's why Srila Prabhupada wrote that Ramananda Roy was on the same level as the Goswamis, even though he was a grihastha. Okay, now we should talk about when we have our next meeting. And well, we can try next week this time, and if in the morning or the day before Jai Radhe checks with me, I will say if anything has come up. 1 week from today, and if she and she can check with me a day before.
And,
you mean he already asked him now over the internet? Say that again.
Goswami Maharaj сказал, да? So he just he got in touch with him.
And what did he say? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he has to be the recommending GBC. Yeah, Goswami Maharaj has to be the recommending GBC. Okay, well, that sounds very exciting. Hare Krishna. You're welcome. Okay, so next week we will talk further. And is
we'll get in touch with you.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, and glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you for your translation, Rajendra Nandan Prabhu.
Rajendra
Kumar.
Rest
as well, because it's late for you.
Yes.
Okay, Hare Krishna, glories Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, I'm going to go visit deities. I haven't seen the deities yet today.